Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl Nova Lane back with another dose of real talk on your phone is the villain. Today, we're diving deep into something super crucial. Setting boundaries and prioritizing yourself. Ever feel like you're constantly giving everyone else a piece of your pie but forgetting to take a slice for yourself? Yeah, me too. It's easy to get swept up in a whirlwind of demands, notifications, and expectations that life throws our way. But listen up, because I'm here to tell you, prioritizing you isn't selfish, it's essential. Think about it like this. Imagine your phone as a mischievous roommate who loves hogging all the blankets and snacks. You're constantly cleaning up their messes, dealing with their drama, and sacrificing your own sleep and sanity just to keep things running smoothly. Sound familiar? But guess what? You've got the power to reclaim your space, establish some serious boundaries, and finally put yourself first. Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will rock your world. Number 1, know your worth. Listen, you are a valuable, unique individual with dreams, goals, and passions that deserve attention. You don't need to apologize for saying no or setting limits on how much time and energy you give others. Remember, your well-being is non-negotiable. Number 2, identify your triggers. What situations, people, or even apps send your phone addiction into overdrive? Once you've pinpointed those culprits, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. It could be as simple as turning off notifications for specific apps during certain hours, deleting distracting social media accounts, or creating a phone-free zone in your home. Number 3, create healthy distractions. Craving that dopamine rush from scrolling through endless feeds? Replace it with something nourishing. Dive into a good book. Get lost in a creative project, spend time outdoors, connect with loved ones face to face, the possibilities are endless. Find activities that genuinely bring you joy and fulfillment. Number 4, practice mindfulness. It's all about being present in the moment and paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. When you catch yourself reaching for your phone out of boredom or habit, pause for a second and ask yourself, what am I really feeling? What do I need right now? This simple act can help you break free from autopilot and make more conscious choices about how you spend your time. And finally, number 5, don't be afraid to seek support. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or even consider working with a therapist who specializes in tech addiction. Okay, imagine this. You're having dinner with friends. Everyone's catching up, laughing, sharing stories, the usual scene. But instead of fully engaging in the conversation and savoring the moment, you find yourself constantly checking your phone for notifications, feeling anxious when you miss a text, or scrolling mindlessly through social media. You know that feeling, right? You're missing out on real-life connection because your attention is pulled away by the digital world. Sound familiar? This is where setting boundaries comes in. The next time you're with friends, try this. Put your phone on silent, leave it on the table, and genuinely focus on the people around you. Listen attentively, ask questions, share your thoughts and feelings openly. You might be surprised at how much richer the experience becomes when you're truly present in the moment. Alright, beautiful souls, let's recap. We talked about knowing your worth, identifying your triggers, creating healthy distractions, practicing mindfulness, and seeking support. Remember, prioritizing yourself isn't selfish, it's essential for your well-being, happiness, and success. Now go out there, set those boundaries, reclaim your time, and live your best life. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little reminder to put themselves first. And as always, keep shining bright. Until next time, peace out.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.